Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know what time it is. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. You know, I'm kind of jealous, Mullins. You wait to break out Alice in Chains until the rooster comes. I like Alice in Chains.
I'll play more Alice in Chains at other times then.
Aren't there Alice in Chains that would be appropriate to me? Like Them Bones.
Them Bones?
Yeah, I've been. People say I've had a bird chest my whole life.
I can play that.
Dirt? I've been called dirty. Was it Man in the Box? None of these would speak positively of me. Without further ado, the Rooster, Chris Russell. What is going on, my friend?
What's up, Reese? How are you? It's a little Reese and the Rooster combined again on this lovely Thursday afternoon. I didn't take you for an Alice in Chains guy outside of my theme song. I thought you would be out on Alice in Chains because I'm out on Alice in Chains outside of that. So I thought we would jive together on that, but nah, I guess not. You're more into it than I am.
Are you really out on Alice in Chains? How could you?
Okay, they're all right.
No.
Just, you know, that song speaks to me because it's become my theme song. But I have some weird music, likes and interests. Like, I don't like what everybody else likes, but then I like things that other people just, you know, like, I don't know, just kind of discard and dismiss. Like, I'm a big Motown guy. I love Motown, even
Everybody
though it's 2020.
Motown.
A lot of people don't like it because they
Why
say it's
like
old.
Motown?
I don't know. I love Motown. Gets me in a mood.
Mullins, you know? I bet you Motown is even popular on Parler. I bet you they even listen to Motown on Parler. That's how cross the spectrum Motown goes.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm a big Alice in Chains guy. I'm a big alternative guy. And I was very Nirvana loyal and refused to listen to other bands other than Stone Temple Pilots. But
see, all of that music, that kinda, like in that genre, like it's fine. I like some of it. I don't like all of it. But for me, the problem was I'm such a weirdo that I was basically, when all of that music came out, I was just getting started in sports talk radio. So, you know, to kind of learn the craft and observe and study, I really only listened to a lot of sports talk radio. So I was way behind, you know, so I never really got into it as much.
Grunge, alternative, it speaks to my soul, man. Rebels Without a Cause. 80s, 90s, babies, baby.
There you go. You'd be very happy in Seattle, I guess.
Very.
That's the root of it all, right?
They have a whole museum called the EMP, the Experience Music Project. Mm. You got me going down the wrong rabbit hole, man. They have a Nirvana museum in downtown Seattle, which is amazing. And by the way, Jimi Hendrix is from Seattle also. So it's a co-Nirvana Jimi Hendrix museum. Incredible.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. How you been? All right?
You know what? I'm better. I'm better, Rooster. You know, I had
Is that because
really...
I'm here?
Yes, partly because you're here. Partly because you're here. Partly because Twitter added stories called fleets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, what is the deal with that? Why are they calling it fleets? Like, is that just like how did they come up with that?
Twitter is just trolling us at this point.
So just tweets and fleets, right? I mean, I guess.
Understand how they're able to just rip Snapchat's IP like that. Like, I don't understand. Like, I posted earlier this week, I said Snapchat exists, and then all of a sudden Twitter and Facebook and Instagram just go raid it and loot it like teenagers in a mall.
Is that what Snapchat did? I've never been on Snapchat.
Snapchat, I do
Instagram and
stories.
I do Twitter and Facebook, so that's what Snapchat is all about?
Yeah, Snapchat was basically just the stories that disappear.
Okay.
And then the other platforms just made it part of their platform, like
right. But they extended it like 24 hours or so, like right. Snapchat is like real quick or something like that, and then Instagram stories are like what 24 hours.
Instagram stories are 24 hours. I have no idea how long fleets are. Okay. I posted one that was just me. It was just the picture of Will Smith standing by himself in the living room because that's how that fleet was. It was just by itself.
I did see that. Yeah,
echo chamber. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm doing all right, Rooster. I'm doing better because I had a rough Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I had a very rough Sunday. I watched our Washington football team fall behind the Detroit Lions 17-3.
Mm-hmm.
I took to social media and voiced my displeasure at what Dwayne Haskins must be thinking, that he was benched to watch Alex Smith score 3 points at halftime.
I did see that tweet.
Yes.
I did see that tweet. I was tempted to respond, but I did see that tweet.
You were wise not to respond because we went home with an L. That's what I'm saying. Everybody want to respond after we just, like, we didn't just lose to the Lions. Like, what are you doing?
No, I mean, they ultimately lost. And if you're it only matters about wins and loses or wins and losses, then you were right.
Wait a minute. If you're playing a 30 some odd old quarterback, right, with that's had tens of surgeries on his leg. Yes, it's about wins and losses. What else would it be about?
No, it's
are you developing him for the future?
No, I disagree. You're still trying to compete and win games. You're still trying to win a lousy division.
Exactly.
So the 37-year-old quarterback with 7,000 surgeries deserves an opportunity because he's worked his ass off to get back, and he's done everything that you need to do to prepare to start football games.
So you're saying it's about wins and losses?
No, I'm saying that he deserves the best. He deserves the chance in Ron Rivera, Scott Turner, and Ken Zampezi's mind, and I think the entire locker room's mind, for what he's overcome and how he prepares and what he does to be the starter, to run the offense, to try and win games. They lost, but they lost for a lot of other reasons other than the quarterback, right? We agree on that, yes?
We agree on that, but I think you did a lot of window dressing around and try and win games. That was a lot of window dressing around trying to win games.
Well, I am a window dressing type of guy. I'm a salad dressing type of guy, too. That's how I make my salads. Very unhealthy, as everybody knows. I'm into the big salads. The problem is the big salad becomes, like, not so healthy for you when you add all that other stuff into it.
You probably put Russian on your salad.
Nah, I am half Russian. How about that? Did you know that?
I am
half Ruski.
Russian, what a shame of a salad dressing Russian is. I can't believe
I agree. It's not great. It's not great, but I am legitimately 50% Russian.
Nice.
I bet you didn't know that.
I actually got stuck at the Moscow airport because there was an issue with my boarding pass. This happened probably 2017, I think. I was very nervous. I was nervous just to be in the Moscow airport.
I hear you. I have never been there. Would love to go one day and just go check out the homeland. But my grandparents were from Belarus. So there you go. I think we lost Reese. Okay. All right. So I will take it over from here, along with Reese Waters. When we get him back, I am Chris Russell, a.k.a. The Rooster. Good to have you guys with us here on this Thursday afternoon. Jim Mullins, Landfill, whatever you want to call him, Brock, with us as well. Pete Medhurst. We have a cast of thousands. I was out at Washington Football Team Park today, or better known, the corporate name, Inova Sports Performance Center. Wasn't as windy, wasn't as cold today, but a lot of the boys still not practicing. interesting as they get ready for Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. And looking back on last Sunday's game and now looking ahead to this Sunday's game, I mean, clearly, they're all must-win games, right? But this one now takes on an even greater emphasis because even though it's out of the division, out of the conference, and Joe Burrow has done some nice things, if you have any delusions, and I mean, they're probably delusions more than hopes right now, of competing and of making the playoffs and of making December somewhat relevant, it starts with the next week. Think about this. 1 week from today, right now, 1 week from this moment, we will be closing in on Cowboys, Washington football, Thanksgiving Day. If Washington somehow loses this Sunday at home, granted, no fans, granted, they're not that much better than the Bengals and Joe Burrow, and obviously Joe Burrow is, you know, a stud, number one overall pick and all that. The Bengals are not good. They have some players. They are not good, but this team has lost to bad teams before. I don't consider Detroit a good team. I don't consider the Giants a good team. Are they punching above their weight? Sure, absolutely. They still had to find a way to win at least one of those two games. At least one of those two games, and they did not. If you lose this week in quote-unquote another must-win game, even though it's out of the division, out of the conference, while it doesn't hurt you as much as, say, losing next Thursday, a week from right now, in Dallas would, because that game is in the division, that game is in the conference, you are totally screwed and you might as well just not even show up in Dallas. I mean, they will. They'll make the trip. They'll talk about how they still have a chance, and theoretically they will. But who are we kidding, right? At 2-8, if you lose this week, at 2-8, losing to the Bengals and then on a short week because Washington desperately needed to play on Thanksgiving Day because it's the most highly visible television window of the entire regular season, period, bar none. Better than Sunday night football, better than Monday night, better than Thursday night. And they say, well, if we're going to be forced to play on Thursday, we want to play against Dallas, our rivals, down in their building on Thanksgiving Day, 4:30 Eastern, when everyone's in a tryptophan coma and either falling asleep or stuffing their faces still. But people are going to watch the Washington football team and the Dallas Cowboys a week from now. But I will feel better. You will feel better. I think you will have more hope. I will certainly have more hope, even though it's the Bengals, if they are 3-7 going into that game, 3-7, as opposed to 2-8, right? I mean, let's call it what it is. If you go in 2-8 into that football game, I mean, you know, again, because of how crappy the division is, nobody is going to say you're eliminated, you have no chance. But realistically, to go in 2-8, while you could still do it, that would mean you would have to rip off wins at Dallas again a week from now, probably at least go 2-1 at Pittsburgh, at San Francisco, home for Seattle, at the minimum 2-1 in that three-game grouping. And then you would obviously have to beat Carolina and at Philadelphia to even have a chance. All right. My partner, Reese Waters, is back. He's been with you for the last 2 hours, and he's already tired of me. So he decided to take a little coffee break. Is that true, Reese? Is that what a little birdie's telling me?
I had to go to Little Boys.
Oh, you know, I see.
You know, too much coffee.
I hear you. I drank way too much coffee earlier this morning. So
it happens.
I don't blame you. Now I'm hitting the Diet Sunkist. How about that?
Diet Sunkist.
Yeah, man.
I've never even heard of that. Do you have to special order that?
No, Reese. It's Sunkist soda. It's just got no sugar in it. I got it at Harris Teeter earlier today. It was buy one, get one free. It was awesome. It's a great deal.
Does it come with orthopedics?
I mean, it's wonderful. Orange soda is one of the best things created by mankind, and especially if you can get it without sugar. Oh,
you know,
great.
What?
I'll be flying high.
I am to caffeine what, like, health nuts are to sugar. I'm basically like, if it doesn't have caffeine, it's not worth it.
I know.
That's how I am. Like, root beer I think root beer is basically like the perfect beverage, but it has no caffeine and therefore no use to me.
Well,
in my life.
I would say this. I think I'm just looking at the bottle now. I think actually Sunkist and Diet Sunkist does have caffeine, whereas I think it's Fanta Orange or whatever does not.
Wow.
I believe that's the orange soda that does not. Because I'm looking at the bottle. It says contains no juice, right? It's not orange juice. It's diet orange soda. But it does not say caffeine-free or no caffeine or anything like that. Whereas I believe that is the Fanta Orange. Maybe somebody
that
can
would
help.
That'd be a world changer if orange soda had caffeine. The real one would be if grape soda had caffeine. And yes,
ooh,
I'm going to be stereotypical. I love the grape drink. I love any grape soda.
All right. If it's diet grape, I'm in. If it's not, I just can't do the sugar, man. I can't do the sugar. I've never been a diet. I've never been a regular any kind of drink with sugar, not for the rooster.
Now, what was it that I missed? What are these lies you were telling people?
Well, I wasn't talking lies. I was just simply saying that this is, look, a week from right now, we're going to be getting ready for Thanksgiving Day in Dallas, right? So, obviously, this is a must-win game against a team that is not very good in the Cincinnati Bengals.
We always
Bengals.
Get jobbed in that game, Rooster.
I know.
I've seen us get jobbed in that game time after time. I feel like the NFL just uses it as a Thanksgiving reenactment.
Well,
they did
get jobbed the last time. You're absolutely right. I don't know if they got jobbed in 2016, but they absolutely got jobbed in 2018. But, they asked for it. They want to be in this game. But my point overall, while you were doing whatever it was that you were doing, is we will feel a whole lot more optimistic about next Thursday at this time, 15 minutes away from kickoff, a week from right now, if, of course, they win this game, even though it's not a division game, even though it's not a conference game, and even though there's no home fans. If you're 3-7 going into Dallas, you feel like, okay, we suck, but at least we suck a little bit less, and we've kind of got a chance here to not only suck less, but also bury Dallas. Whereas if they lose this week, ain't nobody going to. I mean, the people will watch the game, Reese, because there's nothing else on, and it's what you do, and everybody will be in a tryptophan coma. But if they're 2-8 off of a loss to the Bengals and 3 losses in a row, good night. Say goodbye.
I think there are bigger emotional ramifications to losing to the Bengals. And I will give you those as soon as we come back. The rest of you guys, I know you feel some type of way about what Rooster said, because I feel some type of way about what Rooster said, and I ain't even hear half of it. Hit me up, 800-636-1067, Reese and the Rooster, 106.7 The Fan. Box, sing it, Lane Staley. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I am Reese Waters with the Rooster, Chris Russell. This is that music that just reminds me of WCW wrestling back in the day. I swear, I want to have long flowy hair so bad. I want to have a ponytail / mullet. One
you
day
you want to be like
life.
The Freebirds? Was
one,
it the Freebirds? Was
I'm
it Michael
telling
P.S.
you,
Hayes?
Rooster, I look at people with mullets. And I laugh and I make fun of them with the rest of us. Mm-hmm. I used to love that website, Mullets and Party Hats. But I'm telling you right now, if I was a white man, if mm-hmm. Reese Waters was a white man, I would wear a mullet. I would.
Why do you like mullets so much?
It just looks fun. It just looks
looks
fun.
Can be deceiving.
Maybe.
How about that?
Have you ever seen a man in a mullet and it doesn't look like he's just enjoying himself? And they're enjoying themselves, and
it's not
you
the
wonder
first thing I
what
think
it
of.
Is that they know that you don't know, that they're so happy about. Because you're like, how could you be so happy and pleased with yourself and with your life when you're walking around like that? But they are. It just looks like.
Reese,
just,
I got to be honest with you. When I see a dude in a mullet, that's not the first thing I think of.
What do you think of?
I probably don't want to say. probably don't want to say.
I'm like,
I mean, you know,
the first thing I think of,
I don't know.
Is,
I mean,
why is he
unfortunately,
so happy
and- a guy with a mullet just kind of brings up like this image of, I don't know, he's kind of weird, kind of strange.
The first thing, Rooster, is why is he so happy? And the second thing I think of is what's in that cup? And maybe they go together.
Well, maybe that's what I'm getting at.
Maybe they go together. I just have such envy. I really do. Because now, granted, black people can grow a mullet, mm-hmm. but you talk about like a 5-year investment of time. Don't nobody want to waste 5 good years of your prime.
It would take 5 years to grow a mullet?
Our hair grows really slow, man, because it has to knot together and whatnot. Like, yeah. it would have to be like a cornrow mullet. Like, now, right now, you know, actually, since I brought this up, Rooster, the time to do something like this is after you get married. After you get hitched and you don't have to worry about being out there in these streets, that's when you can try things like that.
So what you're saying is this is the perfect time, right?
There we go.
So let's do this. Let's check in on November 19th, 2025 and see how Reese Waters mullet.
I'm telling you, my wife's family from Ohio, they would love it. They would think I did it for them. Now, speaking of Ohio, Cincinnati, although Ohio doesn't really claim Cincinnati, they claim Cincinnati is part of Kentucky.
Right.
Which isn't absurd, since the actual airport, the Cincinnati airport, is actually in Kentucky.
It is in Kentucky. So while you're mentioning that, I was just thinking, I have never been actually to Cincinnati then, because I flew into that airport one and only one time. It was 2010, the day that Jim Zorn got fired. And right before Mike Shanahan was hired, I was coming back from San Diego, from the last game of the regular season, 2009, stopped in Cincinnati, but I wasn't actually in Cincinnati. So I've never been to Cincinnati.
Wow.
How about that?
You know what? It's a magical place. Yeah, it really is.
WKRP in Cincinnati? Absolutely.
I went to Cincinnati to play the Go Bananas Comedy Club in Cincinnati. And we were so bored. I was only there for 4 days. We were so bored that we drove to the Creationist Museum, which is down there in Kentucky. And unbelievable, I'm way off track right now, but I feel like anytime I'm anywhere close to this story, I have to tell it. We went to the Creationist Museum, okay? There isn't a more off-the-wall, wacky place on Earth than the Creationist Museum. There's a wedding happening at the Creationist Museum when me and my buddies pull up, and it gets better. It's an interracial wedding. Mm-hmm. An interracial wedding is happening in Kentucky in front of the Creationist Museum. It was like my Anchorman moment. I was like, I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
Did you just tip your cap?
I was like, this is amazing. Nothing that I thought was true actually is true. And maybe that's the way you need to go into the Creationist Museum.
That's fair. Maybe that's Skyline Chili
to go into the Creations Museum. So, yes, Skyline Chili is amazing, by the way. They put chocolate in that chili. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. But anyway, first time I ever went to Cincinnati, I got off the airport. I got off the plane, and it's like, welcome to Northern Kentucky. Yeah. I was like, well, Delta has really gone downhill. They just take you anywhere. I had no idea.
Drop you off on the other side of the river.
Really? Like, all right. We had to make a pit stop. You get home the rest of the way. Cincinnati Bengals and the Washington football team locking horns this week. Now, I think this is a critical game. You outlined why it's a critical game for standings purposes if we're, quote, trying to make a run for the division.
Right.
I think it's significant for other reasons.
Okay, tell me why.
You have a rookie quarterback right now, which the Bengals have entrusted their franchise to and are willing to ride through the ups and the downs that come with having a guy with limited experience, as Joe Burrow has limited experience. They're dealing with the consequence of him making mistakes and trying to climb their way out of it.
Sure.
Now, us, on the other hand, that was a ride that we got off because we decided that we wanted to make a run for the division. You cannot then go and lose to a team that is in the process of that growth, because that's what you could be doing. The idea of them doing that is that they'll be better in the future as a result of them doing that.
Right.
We're trying to make a play for now. They're not even playing for now.
Right. I love how you did this. I love how you David Segui'd your way into this, right? I love it. So let me pick it apart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, they actually picked Joe Burrow, number one. This coaching staff, presumably Zach Taylor was aboard in picking Joe Burrow. If he wasn't, he should have been fired immediately. That's number one.
Number two. What is that?
Well, because Ron Rivera didn't pick Dwayne Haskins.
But the point being, we are playing, we're basically throwing away whatever growth.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Plan could have been there in order to win now.
Well, no, because you're saying. Well, let me counter that.
Okay.
So that's where I was going to go with point two. You're saying the reason why, because Ron has said this, the reason why they benched Dwayne Haskins is because he needed to grow, he needed to get better, he needed to learn, he was too raw, he was too inexperienced. Oh, and by the way, we're going for the division. Well, yes, that's what he said on the record, right? But in reality, the real reason why he benched Dwayne Haskins is because the guy wasn't working hard enough behind the scenes. And in his, as we talked about last week, in his opinion and in a lot of people's opinion, inside that building. And again, it's the second staff that has now felt that way. And even Urban Meyer was concerned about some of these issues. So what I'm saying is to you, is there's no question about Joe Burrow working his ass off, at least that I know. Anybody that I've talked to at LSU, you know, because you just never knew what Cincinnati was going to do in the draft, and I'm firmly convinced if Joe Burrow would have been there at number two, Joe Burrow would be a Washington football team quarterback right now. They absolutely would have taken him in my belief. Now, I heard that, but I was told that too, so I had to do some work on Joe Burrow. I love the kid as a talent, but as a worker, as a diligent type, kid that's going to max his because he doesn't have a rocket for an arm. He's got to do it other ways. He's very accurate. He's very mobile, but he knows it takes a lot of work. Dwayne, I still don't know if he quite understands what it's going to take. So while the public reason is he was benched because they're going for the division, yeah, some of that's true, but he was really benched because he wasn't doing the things behind the scenes that they wanted him to do, period.
So let me ask you this. What comes first, the production or the work habits? What comes first?
I think the work habits come first. I think if they would have seen the work habits.
Because I happen to be of the mind that you can reverse engineer whatever you want.
Okay,
if a guy comes out and he wins, you could tell a story. If a guy comes out and he loses, you could tell a story.
Sure, but if you're losing and if the quarterback is at least partially responsible, which let's face it, the quarterback always is at least partially responsible, and you see a regression, you don't see progression, you see a regression in certain areas, then that's going to lead you, if somebody's not working as hard as you think they should, maybe they think again that they are as you think they should, then that's going to lead you to not putting him as the backup, but as the number three. I mean, that was, again, a very loud thump of a statement from Ron Rivera and his staff.
Or you could say that and conveniently cover yourself from not having developed said player. Because clearly, from what you're saying, it works amazingly well. It's a huge cover.
There's always a cover.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to keep it right here. And I know you guys have thoughts as well. Hit me up, 800-636-1067. Chris, I see you, man. I'm going to get at you. Reese and the Rooster on 106.7 The Fan. Oh, yeah. If you haven't gotten a chance to listen to that Alice in Chains Unplugged, second best Unplugged they ever did to Nirvana. Welcome back. It's Reese and the Rooster on 106.7 The Fan, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. As promised, I'm going to go to my man Chris in Oxon Hill on the AAA Always On Call listener line. Chris, what is going on, my friend?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, Chris?
Before I start, I wanted to say I like the WCW reference. I'm a huge wrestling fan. So next time y'all have a topic on wrestling, I'm one of the people who's going to be the first people to call on that.
I like but, it.
I just wanted to give my opinion as far as both of your both of you fellas' outtake on how we need to win this game, and I agree with both of you, and I feel like you both made great points. One, we should not be losing to a rookie quarterback. You know, it's been a lot of games that I feel like we lost because we didn't put forth effort. I understand that, yes, this is a rebuilding year, but I feel like we've been in rebuild mode since Kirk Cousins has left. You know, even when Alex was here 2 years ago, and, you know, he's a great guy. I really appreciate him doing what he did. We were 6-2, and then he gets injured, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're back down at the bottom. And, you know, I'm going to be a fan win, lose, or draw. You know, no question about that. But if we lose this game, that's just showing me, like, hey, another top five pick. I'm an 80s baby, and I grew up watching, like, Super Bowl parties that my parents would throw where the Redskins were that team back then. And I'm like, what's going on? Why are we not focusing on the key components that we need to win games? You know, we're not stopping the run. We let Alfred Moore the week before last just do what he wanted to do against us. We let a guy last week that played for the Rams, the Lions, run on us like he was a superstar. And it's just crazy. If we lose this game next week, it's just looking bad for us. And then if we go into Dallas and, you know, lose that game, I'm just saying, like, wow.
Well, so yeah, you're going to talk about a funeral next Thursday night and Friday if they're 2-9 and having lost to Joe Burrow on the Bengals, and then on top of that, the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. Reese, Chris's point is they're always rebuilding. Well, yeah, I mean, over 28 years, they've largely stunk. I mean, there's been a couple of individual bright moments and happy years, you know, and magic carpet rides, and we've seen pretty much one every 4 or 5 years. We're about due for one of those, quite honestly. I don't think it's coming this year, but I mean, I guess I can't rule it out. I can't rule it out because there's still time to go and be Aladdin and go on the magic carpet ride.
You can't rule out a magic carpet ride for this team this year.
Well, probably. I mean, I can't rule it out 100%. I don't think it's going to happen.
Mathematically,
but I can't rule it out 100%.
You watch football. You know. You
I know,
you
but they have more talent than their than a 2-7 record would be my point.
Well, so but see that brings me to another question, which is that, you know, going back to what we were talking about last segment, when we were talking about production and reputation, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, because what it sounds like to me is that Haskins is suffering the darts and arrows having to do with what happened in the first four games, but nobody is having to explain away what's happened since he left. We have one win since he left. And by the way, the schedule's been much softer since he left. And you mentioned last week with the Detroit Lions, and you were saying they lost that game for other reasons other than the quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's true. But we did fall behind 24-3.
Right.
And that wasn't solely
due
to Alex Smith.
But how much of that is on the quarterback? How much of that is on the quarterback?
You don't, but I tell you this, Rooster, you don't fall behind 24-3 with excellent quarterback play. But regardless, this isn't just about Alex Smith. It's not just about Alex Smith.
I understand that. I didn't say he was excellent in the first half. He was good in the first half.
It's not just about Alex Smith, Rooster, because to make this about Dwayne Haskins and Alex Smith is really deducing the argument. Nobody's having to answer for what's happened since Dwayne Haskins left, because We're taking Ron Rivera, you're taking Ron Rivera rather at his word and what he said about Dwayne Haskins. And my retort to that was, well, it provides you pretty excellent cover for not having developed him over the course of the first four games. Well, now he's gone, so you don't have him to point to. So how are we not pointing to him right now with what's happened since?
All right. So with Dwayne Haskins, they were what, 1-3, right, through week four. And then they lost to the Rams. They lost to the Giants. They beat the Cowboys. They lost to the Giants and the Lions. So they were 1-3 with Dwayne and 1-4 with Alex, and with a combination of Alex and Kyle Allen at quarterback, right? We can agree on that. That's the bottom line raw numbers, right? Mm-hmm. I would ask you this, and I understand it's a bottom line business, right? You are what you are. You know, Bill Parcells said it. It came up in the press conference today with Ron Rivera. He essentially admitted, you are what your record says you are. Got it. But honestly, like, to me, there's no way that you can objectively watch this football team and not see a difference on offense in terms of how the offense has been run and how it's operated. It hasn't resulted in wins, but there is, to me, no doubt in my mind that it has run much better overall. Not to say that Dwayne didn't make any plays. Of course he did. Cleveland stands out. First quarter, third quarter, he was very good at that game. Second half against Philadelphia, even though the numbers weren't there, he was good in that spot. But to me, overall, big picture, even though it hasn't resulted in the wins and loss or the wins that they wanted it to, and even though it hasn't always been pretty, it has operated at a much higher level of efficiency. Do you disagree with that?
That is a magnificent deflection for Ron Rivera. An unbelievable – his family couldn't have deflected.
No, that's the truth.
Better.
Come on, Reese. That's that.
All right. I know you guys not buying that. Get at Rooster, 800-636-1067. I'll be back. Reese and the Rooster, 106.7 The Fan. Don't do me like that.
Now, this is my kind of music.
Oh, come on. I enjoy a good Tom Petty, too. You can bridge the gap between Tom Petty and Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, when we're talking about music, I like one or two songs from every group out there outside of, like, the Eagles and Zac Brown Band, and I'm a honk for those guys.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do you like more or less?
No, I like pretty much everything.
Well, okay, here we go. Do you agree that the Eagles' greatest hits should not be compared against a singular album when you're talking about album sales? It is ridiculous that The Eagles' Greatest Hits and Thriller by Michael Jackson go back and forth on which sells the most albums. It changes every couple months and has been like for like 3 decades.
So wait, your bone of contention is that it's not fair that...
You can't have... No, that's not an album.
Why?
That wasn't an album.
Well, it wasn't one specific album. It's their greatest hits.
That's
like you
what I'm
said.
Saying. That's
so it's
like
a combination
an
of a couple
of
albums. So, well, yeah, but I mean, it's still one production. It's still one. I understand what you're saying. It's multiple albums, multiple different times, and songs put together as a greatest hits as opposed to one singular album. So I guess maybe they should have a different category, but I'm not going to argue with it because it always bolstered my point that the Eagles were just the best.
Well, look, I think it actually makes Michael Jackson into a cult celeb because he's competing with greatest hits albums and
of
winning
course.
Every now and again.
Of course. I mean, nobody would take that away from Michael. Nobody would. I mean, you know, it's just the way they count it. It's just, you know, it doesn't mean that Michael Jackson is not the, you know, the greatest individual performer of all time.
But going back
to Motown from earlier in the show, I mean, to me, like, nothing gets me all like more giddy like a, you know, pig in mud than the Jackson 5. I mean, I love it. Love it. I mean, that to me, that's the Michael Jackson I love.
But it was a good Michael Jackson. I can't say it's a Michael Jackson I love because of everything that happened. The first ever concert I ever saw was the Michael Jackson Bad Tour at the Cap Center.
There you go.
My mom was working at the Cap Center, and she got us tickets. It was pretty sweet. Pretty, pretty sweet. All right, Reese with the Rooster on 106.7 The Fan. Couple odds and ends that I want to get in here before we go. The Maryland-Michigan State game has been canceled. That was scheduled for Saturday as a result of ongoing coronavirus outbreak in the Terps locker room. The university announced that today. Terps head coach Mike Loxley and 15 players have tested positive for COVID-19 over the last 7 days.
It's just incredible.
You know, you got to do what you got to do to keep everybody safe. I was hoping that we could just get that game out of the way because it was no way we were losing to the dang Michigan State Spartans.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like they could throw some walk-ons in and just get that win.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially now that they have a more than legitimate quarterback in Tagovailoa. You think about it. Like I was talking about this with somebody at practice today when I was out in Ashburn. Navy's missed their 3 consecutive games. Pete might have a different number. I think it's 3 consecutive games, including this Saturday. And they're not going to apparently play until the Army-Navy game, which is the middle of next month.
Wow.
So they're going to go like six, seven weeks in a row, whatever it is, without playing a single football game and then be expected to play Army-Navy. And now Maryland has missed, including last week and now this week, they're going to go, what, 3 weeks or whatever it is in between games. So I know we touched on this last week, Reese, when we were together again. I can't quite figure out exactly why colleges, outside of sheer numbers of players, right? They have more players. There's no doubt about that. I can't exactly figure out why, even though we've had more numbers and more test positives in the NFL recently over the last 2 weeks, as society has, you know, exponentially increased, I can't figure out why compared to college football, or I'm sorry, the NFL compared to college football, why college football, not that it, why it has more. I'm not disputing that. I think I know that. But why it has so much more, so many. What are they doing or not doing in terms of protocols? Are they not doing the tracing? I don't know what they're not doing so that the numbers are just astronomical in so many programs, so many programs. I mean, if you think about it, dating back all the way to summer with informal and formal workouts, there were, you know, Alabama and LSU had 30 some odd players that had COVID at one time. And now you see all these games being canceled, and it's just going to get worse. I mean, college basketball is going to be a nightmare to deal with. It's just going to get worse.
Well, I was just going to say, Rooster, the fortunate thing is that it hasn't grossly affected Clemson, other than Trevor Lawrence missing the Notre Dame game, right, which evidently they were free to lose because they stayed in the top four.
Yeah, he missed two games. So, I mean, he missed one game.
You want to include the Boston College?
Yeah. Boston College is not bad this year.
Technically, he missed two games, okay, sure.
And what was their record during these two games?
What, they go 1-1?
Yeah.
But I was saying, evidently, the Notre Dame game doesn't matter because they stayed in the top four, which is funny.
Well, how far do you want them to drop, though?
But Alabama has largely been unaffected. Mm-hmm. Ohio State has largely been unaffected, although they need to make sure that they play enough games. They've been affected in the sense that games like Maryland were canceled.
Yes.
But their actual team hasn't been affected.
Right.
But it'll just be fascinating to see. I mean, going back to Major League Baseball, when the Marlins were taken off the shelf, and the familiar refrain was, if this was the Yankees, I think Major League Baseball would handle this a little bit different, but they're free to do it with it when it's the Marlins. We're kind of seeing that with college football a little bit, with the Maryland's and the Michigan States and the Prairie View Techs. I want to see if an Alabama or a Georgia or a Florida or a Clemson or a Notre Dame was completely taken off the shelf, or an Ohio State, how college football would handle that.
Well, that's got to be their worst nightmare. I mean, think about this real quickly. I know we're up against the top of the hour. If you're going to get to the college football playoff, what do you do if on Monday of the semifinal week, or even of the national championship game week, 10, 12, 15, 20, whatever it is, players on one particular team, one of the four teams, one of the teams that comes up with a COVID outbreak? What do you do then?
And also, I would say, how do we view if that in fact does happen? And it doesn't necessarily have to take a team completely off the shelf. It could decimate a team to which they're not able to play up to their full potential. How do we then view the proceedings?
With skepticism and with one eye open, if not two eyes open, and just go, okay, that wasn't real.
I mean, there are folks out there that look at the Lakers championship with skepticism. I'm not one of those people, but I've seen people that view the Lakers championship with skepticism, and there were no positive tests.
Yeah, I'm not really one of those people either, because that was a true bubble, and to me, that was pretty legit, or as legit as it can be. Same thing in the NHL with the Tampa Bay Lightning beating the Dallas Stars. But if one team, if Clemson, for argument's sake, or Notre Dame, or whoever, had 15 players missing because of a COVID outbreak, you damn well bet I'm going to look at it and say, well, I mean, is that truly who won that game? We don't know. Just like Clemson lost to Notre Dame last week, right? I mean, Notre Dame's a great team, but was it truly Clemson without Trevor Lawrence? I mean, it's hard to make the argument that it's truly Clemson.
Fair enough. We've given you a lot to talk about. I know you guys are sitting there and you're hearing Rooster and you're having feelings, because I do it all the time. Hit us up, 800-636-1067, Reese and the Rooster, 1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.